This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, April 27th. God's word for you today is Take It Back, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 51, verse 12, and it says, Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. The second thing to do to get your joy back is to analyze the cause. Lamentations 3 verse 40 says, Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. So far, we have identified that an unbalanced schedule, an unused talent, an unconfessed sin, and an unresolved conflict sap joy very fast. Yesterday, we said the way to deal with toxic people in our lives is to avoid them. When I was preparing for a God Will Do It Again service, for instance, there are some people that when they come to my office, always say nasty things, pass nasty comments. So until I'm done delivering what God will have me do, I avoid such people. My colleagues know them. And when they show up in those seasons, the standard response is, Pastor is not available. Pastor is not available for certain seasons, and I have no apologies for that. If you have people that consistently sap the joy out of your life, avoid them. And if you're married to one, then you need counseling, because you cannot avoid your spouse. What if the person is not your spouse, but still someone you cannot avoid? Then you will need help, guidance. But generally, you can avoid up to 90% of such people. The fifth killjoy is an undernourished spirit. If you do not nourish your spirit man, you are going to have a challenge with retaining joy. How do I get my joy back? I start by admitting it is lost. Then I analyze the cause. And then I need to correct what is wrong. One of the things I have noticed that holds people back in my walk with God is that people know what to do, but they do not do it. I talk to people, and by the time you're done, the person already knows what to do, but he or she just is not doing it. You need to correct what is wrong. In fact, the secret to continual overflowing joy is obedience. Let us say, for instance, that you have identified that it is an unbalanced schedule that is sapping your joy. Don't just smile and say, I have an unbalanced schedule. Get up and correct what is wrong. You have to take action. John 15 verse 10 to 11 says, When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Your joy will overflow in the name of Jesus. The fourth thing you need to do is to focus on the good in your life. It is important that our focus is not on the negatives, because everybody has a few. Focus on the good. We said the number one thing that holds Christians back is knowing what to do and not doing it. Most Christians are not in darkness from not knowing what to do. The second thing that holds people back is ingratitude, not focusing on the good. Overtly focusing on the negatives kills joy. Let us pray. Father, please restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services. God bless you.